This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Nice to chat to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. We didn't manage to speak last week, so we have a lot to catch up on. Five Jewish students sue a school for sustained anti-Semitism. Tell me about this.
This is a pretty shocking story, I'm afraid. So it's five former students. They're now, the one who's given evidence in the last few days, he's 21 years old. Excuse me. And this is a case which is taking place in the federal court, which is the highest level judicial system. And he is one of five students suing the state of Victoria, which is where Melbourne is located, the school principal and two teachers, for failing to protect them from years of anti-Semitic abuse, of bullying, of discrimination. And what he has told the court, this man, his name is Liam, is that he was assaulted, quote, called Jew boy, skull boy, told to die in an oven, spat at, Heil Hitler on his locker. I know, it's just
real,
horrendous.
Real stuff. I mean, this is not anything subtle.
Exactly. And over time, this took place. And the five students are suing the school and the state under the Racial Discrimination Act. And they allege that the attacks escalated over a two-year period when this particular student began wearing a kippah, began wearing tzitzit during the years of his bar mitzvah. He said that he was confronted by students in the toilets, assaulted, and threatened even with at knife point at his neck. He says that he reported the attacks to the school administration, who said they would pass it up to the principal, but according to him, no action was ever taken. He left the school in year 9 and went to a Jewish school. And then, he said he was approached a month later by the former public school's head of welfare, offering to arrange a meeting with that school's principal. And this Jewish student said he wanted an apology. Quote, I didn't get an apology. I didn't even get recognition. I got excuses. I felt even more belittled than I had prior. And the principal denied he was responsible, and I felt I'd moved 5 steps back, says the student. He has since been involved in getting counseling. He's been involved in mediation with the state's education department. And so the principal, by the way, is still at the school. And there are allegations, and I obviously emphasize the word allegations, that he has endured neo-Nazism and has described Jews as evil and subhuman. And so the trial continues. So it's a pretty awful case. But if, you know, this evidence is as it has been put forward, it's obviously important to send a message that, you know, even with time passing by, there is no statute of limitations on such horrendous conduct.
Is there a school board? Have they made a comment on this? Because this must be terribly embarrassing for any place of education.
Well, it's a public school, and so it comes under the auspices of the government, of the state government. And so it falls within the public school system. And so if there is a board, they have not made any comment. And my guess is that now that it's in the courts, they would be restrained from making any public commentary, you know, either way on the evidence that's been alleged.
Mm-hmm. Susan wants to know, whatever happened to the court case with a lady who sexually abused her students in Australia?
So that question is, that case is coming up. The last time I checked, the court case is due to begin August 1, so which is, you know, less than 2 months ago, 2 months away to go now. And so that is coming up. So last time I checked, that's due to begin August 1. And a good couple of weeks have been set aside for that particular case to be heard.
Yeah.
The one that we're talking about now, school students, the case is actually due to run for up to 4 weeks, actually. So, which is a very serious trial.
It is indeed. Third state to ban the Nazi swastika.
Yes, so this is on the other side of the coin. So this is, I guess one can say, good news in terms of Queensland, which is the state on the northeast of the country. They have just announced days ago that they will be bringing forward a bill to ban the public display of the Nazi swastika. And they're the third state after Victoria, where Melbourne is, after New South Wales, where Sydney is, and to announce that there'll be legislation to ban the swastika. And obviously, it's the Nazi swastika, and I emphasize Nazi to distinguish it from the swastika which is used by Hindus, by Buddhists, by Jains, for whom swastikas are sacred religious symbols. And just to recap there quickly, for literally thousands of years, particularly the Hindus, but also Buddhists, have had the swastika as a religious symbol. And then Nazi Germany came along and hijacked, I guess, the swastika for their own evil purposes, and literally twisted it around on its axis and to become the symbol that we know, representing the ultimate in racial hatred. So this nuance has been made public, and is an important nuance, because the Hindu communities in particular, and the Buddhists, have made it very clear that for them the swastika is a religious symbol. They do not want it banned, but what they do support the banning of is where it has been hijacked and used to represent Nazism and ultimate and racial hatred.
Absolutely incredible. And finally, Australia has a Jewish Attorney General again.
It is, exactly. And again, because it's the same person again. So his name is Mark Dreyfus, and proudly identifying member of the Jewish community. And he was sworn in as Australia's Attorney General just a couple of days ago after the election, which saw Labour Party come in. Mark Dreyfus is a member of the Labour Party. And why we talk about again is because Mark was Attorney General way back when, in 2013, so 9 years ago, when there was last a Labour government in this country. Labour have won the election again now, and Mark was sworn in by the Governor General wearing a bright blue kippah, was sworn in on the Tanakh, and he is one of four Jewish members of Parliament in the Australian Parliament, three on the Labour side, one on the Conservative Liberal Party side, which is the party which just lost government last week.
That's incredible. What's been the reaction to the new government? When we last spoke, they had just been elected. There was some nervousness. Have things settled down?
Very much so. And in fact, the focus has been, so the new prime minister, literally the day after he was sworn in as prime minister, he flew off to a meeting. There's a group of four countries called the Quad, which is United States, India, Japan, and Australia. And it's a military/strategic alliance. And so the new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, flew off literally the day after being sworn in for a meeting with the Quad. And now he's running around this Pacific area, strengthening, reinforcing relationships with all the island nations in the region. And so there's been a lot of praise from both sides of the house, both sides of the aisle, I guess, for the fact that he's very quickly focusing on foreign affairs and foreign relations. As far as the Jewish community is concerned, nothing to see here. In other words,
amazing.
No problems at this stage, and hopefully the positive relationships will continue and will strengthen.
And finally as well, again, when last we spoke, you told us about the last kosher butchery in Sydney having closed down. Any developments there? How people managing, how people who are kosher adherent, how are they managing at the moment?
So yes, there are developments. And so there has been talk, certainly coming from the rabbinic authority, saying that within a few weeks, we, the rabbinic authority, are confident that there will be a new kosher facility, kosher butchery established here in Sydney. And in the meantime, what people are doing is buying their kosher food from Melbourne, which is the distance. Sydney, Melbourne is like Johannesburg, Cape Town. It's about 1,000 kilometers.
Mm.
And so that's where people are getting their kosher food from. But there are positive noises coming from the rabbinate saying that within a few weeks they will assist in solving it.
Mm. Well, I'm sure they will, because it's obviously very, very important from a Jewish standpoint, from an adherence standpoint, that those who would like to keep kosher are able to do so. So I have no doubt that it will be solved. I was just really quite surprised at the developments there.